Baby, come back.
We singing this for the Eagles starters, or?
You can blame it at all.
Maybe
all
some Phillies out there in free agency?
I was wrong.
One in particular.
Without you.
All right, let's hit a couple Phillies notes here. And both, I think, are really interesting for what's going to happen the next few weeks of free. You know, spring training starts in 5 weeks.
That's crazy.
So, you know, there's a lot of big names still out there. Obviously, the Phillies have some big names still out there. Including
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so, the Phillies got to figure this thing out. It'd be nice to have a starting catcher, you know, in spring training with the Phillies. All right, two pieces of news that we need to hit. Hugh, one I'm intrigued by just to see what an alternative could be. And the other one, I'm already like just dreading, just even saying the words out loud. I don't want to do that. Let's start with JT Realmuto. All right, so according to Matt Gelb, the Phillies have begun to explore contingencies to JT Realmuto's return. And obviously they have to, right? If JT's still a free agent and they haven't come to a deal, they need to find a catcher. If it's not JT, who's it going to be? So there is a name out there. According to Matt Gelb, the Phillies have talked trades for catchers, young and old. And the name that he wrote today in The Athletic is Minnesota's Ryan Jeffers. I like Ryan Jeffers. Jeffers is got 1 year left on his deal. He is 28 years old and will
fit the wheelhouse, trying to get younger.
Yep. All right. So he'll be 28 when the season starts. He is coming off of what I would say is, I guess, a little bit of a down year for him. He's had better seasons. He had 9 home runs last year in 119 games. His slugging percentage dropped. But we're talking about a guy, as a catcher, right? So you just have to kind of look at the numbers for a catcher different than other players. He's had seasons of 14 home runs, 21 home runs. His average over a full season is about 20 home runs. I mean, that's kind of the offense you're getting these days out of JT Realmuto. So I think he's an above average offensive catcher. He's got 1 year left on his deal. The Phillies and Twins have lined up on a lot of deals recently, right? The Bader deal, the Duran deal. So I'm sure they're very familiar with each other's players. I think Jeffers would be a reasonable replacement if JT walks.
Yeah, I think that's what you're kind of looking at, because this whole JT's not signed. I think they gave him offers earlier on in this process, right?
And he hasn't taken it.
Kind of chilling on that. So, yeah, you might have to start making your contingency plans.
So he's arbitration eligible. He made $4.5 million last year, which my guess would mean he'd make around $8 or so this year. So it's probably way cheaper than JT. I don't know what JT's asking for. I don't know what they've offered him, but I can't imagine it's as little as $8. So they would save money if they traded for Jeffers versus JT.
Yeah, I'm starting to sour on the idea of bringing back JT.
Why? Because he's taking too long? You get, it feels like you're a little
bit upset.
Yeah, I'm getting
annoyed. I'm getting annoyed.
Well, we got to move on.
And it's not like this isn't a Kyle Schwarber type player. He didn't just hit 56 home runs last season.
And I was always told in free agency, you want to try to strike while the iron's hot. I know it's different in baseball, because, you know, guys tend to, you know, take their time to sign.
Yeah, I enjoyed the time here, but you're an old declining catcher.
Damn.
That's true.
That's harsh.
And there are guys out there who could actually like drastically change the outlook of this offense.
Yeah, there are. And they could use the more money to spend on those guys. So Jeffers is a name that's out there. I think it's certainly a fair replacement for JT. And it's a 1 year, so it's not like it's a long-term thing. That's what he has left on his deal. All right, the other rumor out there, and as much as the JT contingency plan I can wrap my mind around, this I cannot wrap my mind around. I will not wrap my mind around. And I'm already just like, thinking about it. According to Buster Only, article on ESPN talking about the remaining free agents and where their fits are, like where could they end up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's little bullet points in this article talking about Bichette and talking about Tucker and all these guys out there. And then they get to the which other free agent pitchers are coming up most in your recent conversations. Buster Only reports, quote, Suarez and Valdez. Suarez, of course, would be Ranger Suarez. With the Mets still needing help in their rotation, it seems inevitable they'll land one of these two, and Suarez makes a lot of sense given his calm mound presence and experience pitching in a big market for all those years in Philadelphia.
Uh-oh. Oh, get the hell out of here.
I can't do Ranger Suarez in a Mets uniform. I can't do it. I like Ranger. He's been a big-time Phillies pitcher, and I've accepted, I think we all have, he's probably not going to be back, right? The Phillies have Painter coming. They have a lot of money in these other pitchers. I think they should re-sign Luzardo before he gets...
Wait a minute. Didn't Wheeler just have successful surgery or something?
He did. So hopefully
he's throwing from 75 feet now.
Yeah. So hopefully he's back early this season. I don't expect Ranger back. That's not the point of this. And if Ranger ends up on the Orioles or the Angels... I'd be okay with that. Like, I'd be happy
for
him.
Okay, you're talking about, but if it's the Mets.
The Mets. No.
Yeah, I think I would rather overpay him than let him go to the Mets.
I just can't. I mean, two things. One, it makes them better, right? And I think they're going to be more competitive this year than they were last year anyway. So... could you imagine facing Ranger Suarez in a big game in September and him on the mound? I don't want to see that. He's always been a big game guy. And the other thing is, we're getting dangerously close where I like too many of the Mets players. I'm a Soto guy. I like Lindor. Like, they have a lot of players. I'm tired of liking
that's
the players.
That's a path I can't walk down.
I can't. Hugh, we can't let this happen.
I respect the fact that it's like you can't start liking the Mets. They got too many guys.
Too many players already I like on the team. So we got to stop this now. That one concerns me. I think the Mets are going to be certainly more of a factor next year than they were this past year.
They got a lot
year.
Of money, too.
A lot of money, sure. I keep thinking about a September series here in Philadelphia. The two teams are tied for first place, and we have to face Ranger Suarez. And he's, you know, fastball in the corner,
Ranger,
and Turner watches it go by for strike three.
He's doing Ranger things.
Don't like it. Do not want him to go to the Mets. So
did Trey call us Trey?
He did. I just picked someone out, but I usually pick out Trey. So, the Ranger and the Mets, according to Buster only, are a thing. All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim in New Jersey. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hugh Douglas, there's an opening in Dallas. Defensive coordinator.
He would never.
You and Jared.
Hugh would never.
No, I can't.
Would
do that.
He never?
Hugh?
Go to Dallas? No. Houston.
Come on. Not you and Jared.
Yeah, I'm not going. I'm not fooled with Jared. Jerry Jones on a daily basis, I wouldn't last long in Dallas because he'll say something slick and then it'd be right.
He does pay well.
I've eaten a lot of that.
He does pay well.
No, I'm not trying.
Remember. You'll only go up as a defensive coordinator after
I'm not. He let Eberflus go after a year.
They did.
And Aaron, what Hugh's trying to say is you're an insecure idiot. And by the way, he was heavy breathing in the shower while listening to Kyle.
I mean, why you got to take shots at Aaron like that?
No, but hey, so if when Hugh leaves, will Kyle be the host? Will he'll be in there as the host? Because he did a really good job. As hosting.
He did do a good job. So I would say Blue Jeans Lake and at odyssey.com is how you get in contact with
Forever the, in Blue Jeans.
With the, guy
well,
in charge.
Kyle's he's nicer. He's not so, sensitive. As a producer, he's a totally different person. So you're calling
Q sensitive? Is that what you're doing here?
Well, no. I'm just saying that Kyle is just a different person.
I think he's saying that I am different. Oh. Here as opposed to there.
Oh, I get it. Different sides of the glass. Yeah. Well, he's got a job. He's doing his job, right? He's doing the job he has now.
Like, he's nicer to me on the phone. He's really nice to me.
Oh, he called you last week?
That's not.
Oh, you must have not said something stupid for the first time in a few weeks. So.
And Chris McCaffrey doesn't go far in the playoffs. Weather was bad for the Eagles. What kind of callers do you have here? Come on.
The finest in the city.
The absolute finest.
And Sunday will be the end. So
that's enough. I'm done with you. Not on playoff week. I can't have
you. McCaffrey been to two Super Bowls?
No, just the first
one. Just the one.
They traded for him the year they Eagles beat the Niners in the title game.
And he was drafted 2 years after the Panthers ran.
Yeah.
Man, 2015 was a long time ago. It's crazy.
When the Panthers were there?
Yeah.
That was the last time the Super Bowl was in Santa Clara, which is where it is this year. Broncos, Panthers. I guess we could get that Super Bowl again. And we're not. I mean, the Panthers are not going to get to the Super Bowl. But yeah, that was not a very good Super Bowl. We've had a lot of good ones. I'd say in the last... When did the Super Bowl start to get good? 20 years ago? Because they were pretty bad.
What was it? The San Fran... Kansas City
Niners,
one was pretty good.
Well ours. The Eagles-Chiefs won 3 years ago.
Yes, great. The Eagles-Patriots, obviously. The Super Bowl 52 was an amazing football game.
The Rams-Patriots sucked.
Yes.
That was like 10-3 or something.
But I don't know when it... when I was a kid, I remember the Super Bowls just being bad. I mean, they were blowouts all the time, right? When the Cowboys were winning against the Bills, the Washington against the Bills, the Niners against the Niners Chargers, one of the first ones I remember. It was brutal. It was like late 90s. They started to get close. The game.
Yeah. So Denver Green Bay was a one score game.
Yep.
98.
The 99 one was when McNair was 1 yard short.
The Rams Titans.
I mean, most of the Patriots Super Bowls were all close.
Pats Rams was 20-17.
Yeah.
The Patriots Panthers was a field goal at the end, right? 32-29. And then Eagles Patriots, too.
I mean, last year was one of the few blowouts we've had in the last 20 years, right?
Late 90s, early 2000s. They sort of get
good. I think
that Kansas City one, the San Fran was tight. It was pretty tight.
Rams Bengals was tight.
Rams Bengals was tight. Yep. Yeah, it was overtime, the Chiefs and the 49ers.
And then, I mean, the Pats comeback against Atlanta. Yeah,
I think it was probably the salary cap. When the salary cap came in the early 90s, it started to make the teams closer to each other. And it just became closer
parity.
Games. Yeah, it is cool that we can pick out the very few blowouts there have been the last 20 years or so. Most of the times, the Super Bowl is really good. Richie in Queens is up. What's up, Richie?
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
Hey Richie. What's up?
You know, I was thinking about the this game is, to me, I think it really meaningless at this point. If they're going for a two seed to get a bye, yeah. I mean, this game's going to be, I can normally agree with most of your feelings about it, and I understand you don't want to lose. We just went through that with the Giants. Did the Giants really have to win this game because I wanted a higher pick? But the point is, at this point, I think we've got to concentrate on the game, and my feeling is I think the Niners are really going to be in big trouble. Your defense is going to give them a lot of trouble. Their secondary, it plays very soft. I think Jalen's going to have a big game. Talent-wise, not even close. Talent between the two teams, especially with a lot of injuries the Niners have had. So I'd be surprised. And the thing I find out with the Eagles is that you guys, when I see you guys, I'm up in PA now, so I kind of root for you guys after the Giants are not in. Believe it or not, Giants fan.
You left Queens, Richie? Where are you in PA
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm up in Stroudsburg area. Oh, okay. And so I listen to you guys quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I was calling to talk to Ike real quick. Is Ike no longer on the show? Or?
No, Ike's right there.
Ike's here.
He's on the show.
Ike, what's up?
I'll be Ike. What's going on? How you doing?
All right. How about the fact, getting back to the game, is that I just think the offense has been so inconsistent. When you look at being up 13-0 against the Bills, nothing in the second half.
Yes.
Being up 21 against Dallas.
I think he's right.
So if they get some consistency, I really think that they're going to really, really give the Niners a really tough time. And could they win the Super Bowl? Would I be shocked? No, because I don't think Seattle's a solid one because of Donald. I love their defense, but I think the Philly defense can play havoc with him. So that's an issue. And with the Phillies, Joe, you mentioned about, you know, getting Ranger Suarez for the Mets. Mm-hmm. The Mets are in disarray at this point.
They seem like some infighting with the players and who knows why and all that stuff.
Well, think about what they've done. I mean, there's no Nimmo. There's no first baseman, Alonso. 35-year-old Simeon, who I loved 3 years ago. No third baseman. Alvarez has been a question. And their pitching is majorly an issue.
I know. They need an arm. They've had a bad offseason.
They at this point in time, I don't know what they're doing because it went. If you would have said just to end it 5 years ago that they'd be in the shape they are now with Cohen, you would have won $1 million.
I would have anticipated they'd be better. Richie, good phone call. Good hearing from you. I'm happy that they're not as good as that. Maybe you thought they would be. That's good for the Phillies. Good take, Ike. I agree.
I agree with him, too.
Yeah,
I agree.
This is your chance to, as Ike, say something ridiculous. Everyone will blame Ike for it.
Well, I can't even think of nothing that Ike would say. He's so serious.
No, you're like, Ike.
I can't.
Just be yourself, and it'll be attributed to Ike. That you're missing the whole thing.
Richie dropped in something that I don't know if you guys call it.
Well, what is it?
Said he was a Giants fan.
No,
out, he roots for us.
That's a weird thing.
That's preposterous.
I said, so are we talking to Giants fans now? That's what I said.
But he's rooting for the Eagles as a Giants fan?
Richie's called for a long time. I never knew that about him.
Well,
he's always
from Queens. It feels like Richie's an OG. So OGs, they live by a different set of rules.
No, if anything, I would feel like it's... That would feel more like a Gen Z take than
an older person take. Older fan.
When I was there on Friday, I got a call from a guy in Maryland who told me he was a Commanders fan. But he said, when the Commanders are out, I root for the division to win. That can't happen.
No.
That's the second time in the span of a few days that people have said that.
I think Richie just likes WIP because I talked to him a long time, but he never mentioned that before.
No.
I mean, you could say, well, he's from Queens, but maybe the Mets thing you could get. I didn't realize that about him, but he always
insane.
Wants to chime in on the Eagles.
Yeah.
I think he's an Eagles fan now.
Well, yeah, lightweight. That's what it sounds like.
Well, you're Ike, so.
Yeah, I'm Ike. Know your black host. There's only two of us here.
We should play a...
I've been working on
you
that.
Wanna play, you want to create a game? Know your black host?
Yeah, you should.
Trivial questions.
Something tells me we get in trouble.
Again, it's Hugh's idea, so. Well,
no,
it's Ike's idea.
You know, it's funny. Again, I have a visit with Rod. Like, damn, I can't believe he did that. But I'm just saying, though, dog. I mean,
about four
it's only
times.
Two, it's only two
as
of us
we
here.
Established a little while ago, Rod's job is brand manager, but really it's daycare. You know, he runs a daycare.
I think Devin said it best. She was like, he just looks tired.
And
y'all missed that when Devin said he just looks.
Well,
tired.
What did you say that he's more gray than he was when you first met him?
You said that while he was on the phone, without knowing he was on the phone.
Right.
Okay, like, hey, if you guys noticed,
I know, and if he's
and it's because of you.
I know I've given him some gray
hair. We can directly point to when you showed up.
It's like when a president goes into office versus out. Rod, when Hugh got here versus before.
No.
Just different.
I own that because he wasn't as great when I met him. I own that. I mean, I'm the common denominator.
Yeah, we all know that, too. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Whoa, how'd you guys get the coach of the Falcons on the show today?
You know what? Good job, Kyle. That's a big guest.
It's a good booking.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to get that phone call.
Yeah, it's coming.
I like that picture that guy tweeted you of you as the Falcons head coach. With
as the
Falcons.
Rotund
head Yeah, but that dude, coach. That dude's big. Yeah, he's big huge. Dude.
Well, I mean, coaches.
Trying to say I'm going to start eating.
Well, yeah, coaches usually put on a little belly when they get in office.
No, oh, he's easily putting on a belly.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be crackhead skinny when I get down there.
No.
I'm start, you know.
It has changed. What do we think about the new young coaches? They tend to stay in better shape.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
like
good.
McVay,
it's a good thing.
Shanahan. They don't look big at all.
Yeah, but I feel like they start in good shape, right?
Oh, okay.
Then they get worried to death.
Well, Sirianni looks like he's tired.
He does. Well, at the end of every season, he looks really tired. Bags under the eyes.
Yeah, he has aged.
He has aged.
Well, Philadelphia head coaches age like presidents. Yeah. I mean, it's a hard job. It really is. Got to deal with people like us all the time.
Yeah. Well, there you guys go again, caught up in nonsense.
I blame Hugh on this one today.
Yeah. What do you mean caught up in
the
nonsense?
The whole show was derailed by the weekend.
It was not. I'm telling you, you play to win the game.
You don't.
I think Herm Edwards told you that. Hey, hello, you play to win the game.
Unless they don't, though, which they didn't.
I have never been a part of any regime that says, hey, okay, it's okay losing. You try to go out there and win with the backup.
Well, you have. Again, you have. They just didn't say it out loud.
Okay, well, let me rephrase.
You don't think at a certain point in those seasons with the Jets, they were like, forget it.
No, we're going for this pick. You know what? To be honest, I remember conversations, hey, man, keep playing hard because the next guy that comes in here,
well, right.
You're going to have
from the
to,
player's
you know,
perspective, yeah. Sure. Yeah. But
and
the GM.
Guys that gave up, they were gone.
I think collectively the Jets have said forget it for
well,
60
were they,
years
Were
now.
They sitting starters at the end of the season?
No, we were playing.
No? You got they,
but
they
you know what was going on? Cass was out there like, hey, man, I'm not trying to get hurt. Don't hurt me. There was a little bit of that.
Yeah,
of course.
Kind of like the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, hey, recently. Don't hurt me. What you going so hard for?
Yep. How could anyone be surprised, Hugh, when we have the best quarterback in the playoffs?
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. That's
well,
one way to look
well
at it.
I don't think we have the best
I mean, sport. Can we stop? I mean, can we just have an ounce of
well, the MVP and the runner-up MVP are going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, can we just have an ounce of self-respect? Thielen's not the best quarterback in the playoffs.
Is he the best quarterback on Sunday?
Who?
Is Jalen the best quarterback on Sunday?
Wow, the sigh tells it all.
Yeah. You're already
Jalen,
in trouble.
Okay, let me say this.
By even having to think about it.
No. Brock has outperformed Jalen this season.
That's what I was about to say.
This season he's been better.
Jalen's the most accomplished quarterback in this game this weekend.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Stafford has a Super Bowl, too.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about in this game. I'm talking about strictly
this game. Okay,
just the two quarterbacks. I'm talking about, he's the most accomplished.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But that feels, again, like you're dancing around.
I'm not dancing around. Did you ask a question?
I mean, if they roll.
Guys, who's the better player?
Yeah, I mean, if they rolled Tom Brady out there, he'd be the most accomplished, too. He didn't play anymore.
In my opinion, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I mean, if they rolled Eli out there, same thing. You know,
roll Trent Dilfer out there. I mean, he's got a ring, too. I mean, like, we can roll anybody out there.
Y'all just making it worse. Y'all just making it worse.
Well, I mean, we just need to have some self-respect. I mean, Stafford's a better quarterback this season than Hurts.
I would say Stafford's probably the best quarterback. Well, Josh Allen's the best quarterback. Stafford would be the second best.
I agree. We're ranking all 14 playoff quarterbacks,
yeah. Yeah.
I would
and then
go
there's the MVP
Allen
of
Stafford.
This year. Well, May,
yeah.
He's probably going to win the MVP.
Drake May.
Yep. Who is producing the show and why?
The why is funny. Because they know who is, but the why is well, how'd this happen?
Why are you doing this? Yeah. What on God's green earth is happening in there today?
What do you mean? What's happening bad?
Well, I mean, you know. Yelling about week 18 and Petula and slapping him across the lips and all that.
He needed to get slapped.
Well, I like to think these are people that just check in. They're just finally tuning in, and they're like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah. You guys deserve hazard duty pay for that guy John's call this morning. Remember him? No. I think he was second segment.
What was he about?
Well, he came in talking about.
Oh, I loved him. Yeah. No, I get John and Belmont. Yeah.
He was one of those guys that I think if you don't jump in, you don't cut him off, he just goes.
I got to tell you.
I don't think he was going
to
stop.
John's becoming maybe a regular. It's 2 days in a row with John we talked to, right? He's a former semi-pro player. He's got a lot of takes. Yeah. He'll allow you to jump in but still go. He's got some old school Herb to him.
Yeah, no, he does. He now, just steamrolls you.
Saw Herb last night.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Oh, we don't know because he was, you know, with Herb trying to talk while we're doing the show.
That's what he does. Yeah, it's Hugh's favorite.
He does
thing.
That a lot.
It's like we're doing a show and Herb's like, yo, and I'm like, no, we're doing a show.
It's one of Hugh's favorite things, especially during the pregame when everyone's out there for 3 hours in front of us talking to him while he's trying to talk.
But does he respond? I mean, we've seen Hugh wave at people as they walk by and say hello while we're on air.
People
at the Phillies games, yeah.
At the tailgates, people try to have full-fledged conversations.
Well, they're drunk.
Oh, it's super
yeah,
drunk.
That's true.
Three sheets to the wind.
Yep. Drunk or Herb. Yep. Well, between that and that disaster that we had going into that break where you and I weren't on the same page with a read.
We were not on the same.
That segment was screaming for a Marconi. Just always run a tight ship back
yep.
here.
Yeah, always good.
Okay. Are we sure Hugh Douglas isn't sitting in a booster seat?
You trying to say I'm short?
Well, you are Shrimp Douglas.
I am not. First of all, I'm not short. I'm not what you would call short.
Relatively, when you played in the NFL.
I mean, I'm what, 6'1"? 6'1" is like what the average
height. That's probably above average height.
I thought you were listed at 6'2". Are you shrinking?
It might be.
They gave me an inch. That was weird.
Oh, God. That's not going to go well.
They gave me an inch.
Until you get recircumcised.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. My bad. Hugh Douglas couldn't coach a YMCA summer camp.
Is that where he works out? Whoever that person is that where they go?
Maybe.
Is he requesting me to coach there?
I don't know. Well, it doesn't sound like it.
I would love nothing more than if we could react to you being a coach. I mean, it would be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
We would do
I might move to Atlanta.
Yeah. I would just say,
just
Rod,
to follow that.
I know our audience doesn't care about the Falcons. We just
we're
need
just
to react
to
Hugh. Yeah.
If I did move to Atlanta, though, it would be temporary living. That's not lasting that long. Yep.
Kyle would not last long.
Yep. You know this all ends with the Falcons snubbing Hugh for Kevin Petullo as the head coach.
Now, that would be perfect.
That would be so ironic if that was the case. That would be pretty interesting, too.
Well, it also would be likely. I mean, they're way more likely to hire Petullo than you. He's an active offensive coordinator of a playoff team. You're a talk show host with zero coaching experience.
Zero coaching experience.
Does it help you that he doesn't get to put out a bunch of tape worth of bad offense, though?
But what about the takes on the air?
It's the unknown.
It's the bad takes.
Yeah,
on the air.
It's like the wild card about what is this guy going to say in the press conference.
I think they'd be more worried about that than football. Yeah, they'd probably figure you could figure out the football side. You didn't play.
You'd be a lightning rod.
How are we going to keep him? I mean, I don't go to Magic City anyway, but I'm pretty sure that would be.
You don't go where?
To Magic City.
Oh.
I don't go to Magic City.
Oh, I got to imagine that.
I went that one time in the summer, though.
When this past summer?
Lady, yeah.
I thought you said you don't go there.
Well, I went because she wanted to go.
But then you do go there.
Well, I went because she wanted to go. And I was pleasantly surprised that was how my night was about to end up.
Well, you're not going to say no to that request.
You definitely ain't going to say no to Magic City.
Hugh Douglas seen at Magic
Living
City after,
Ways.
After
now, as
loss
a head coach,
to the Saints.
Yeah, I can't go. I can't pull the Urban Meyer.
No.
Coach, what are you doing?
Oh, he was a lock to pull an Urban Meyer.
Have you had those lemon pepper wings? And they told me they weren't delivering them. So I had to go pick them up myself. Yeah, to go pick up my own pepper wings.
Yep. All right, sight unseen, without knowing that you'd have a real good staff around you. How many games do you think you'd win with the Falcons next season?
Are we counting preseason?
No, regular season. 17 games.
Well, he was trying to win the preseason game.
They just won 8 without you.
I could give him 10.
I was thinking why more.
You think you upgrade from Raheem Morris?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking. I thought 2.
You know what? Because I feel like this. Every good leader has good generals, and I'm gonna get some good ones. Yeah. I'm gonna have a tight defense because it's young and they're aggressive.
A luxury.
And I just need to figure out my offense. I got Bijan Robinson. Yeah. I'm a running back.
When the odds come out
until he leaves because
worst record in the league, I will be betting on that.
Michael Penix. I probably had to go with Michael Penix.
He's always hurt. He might stay.
I would lean into the running game go because who else is back? Was it Tyler Warren? Who's the other running back?
Oh, Tyler
Algier. I would be better than Raheem. Morris.
I got one more quick
2-15.
thanks, Joe.
So it's actually crazy the amount of different outcomes we could have a month from now.
Okay,
Eagles could win the Super Bowl.
Yes,
or they could be bouncing the wild card round.
Yep,
And Hugh Douglas could be either an NFL head coach or hanging out in a porn theater in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's that range of,
I think,
of potential.
I mean, I think it's
range.
Clear the porn theater is the most likely of all those.
I'm going to take pictures, not inside.
No, no, I don't think they'll
allow that. No, I'm going to take pictures outside.
It's time to go.
And we're going to go get some wine.
No.
That's enough.
Go on a trolley.
Who's we?
Afternoon show is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Us.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.